Of all the places that are suffering in Haiti today, this may be one of the deepest wells of misery, Port-au-Prince's General Hospital, where patients receive bare-bones treatment for chronic diseases, COVID infections, and traumatic injuries. This man says he was attacked by bandits with machetes.
They tried to kill me, and I don't even know who it was.
Compounding conditions in Haitian healthcare, a severe fuel shortage is crippling many hospitals. The public electrical grid is unreliable, so hospitals are powered by generators. Without fuel for the generators, hospitals can't operate kidney dialysis machines, ventilators, incubators for premature babies, and other equipment.
When the hospital cannot provide properly because of the fuel problem, that affects other things. So, they can't provide the right services for the kids, pregnant women, and COVID patients.
Many hospitals are now near the end of their supplies.
Some 40 hospitals have sent a message to UNICEF saying that they may have to close immediately. Is this true? What's the situation there?
Will hospitals close? There are a lot of hospitals that will close because they can't find fuel, so they can't function. The majority of them are public and private.
The fuel crisis is largely due to gangs that have hijacked tanker trucks and blockaded the port where fuel depots are located.
Dozens of hospitals have warned that they may have to shut their doors in the coming days as a result of the fuel shortage, and that would leave thousands of people in need of medical care with no place to go.
Mylène Bien-Aimé has come to the hospital bringing food and clothing for her 20-year-old nephew, who is suffering from severe diabetes.
You have to buy everything for them. My nephew is a diabetic, so he needs medication, but everything is shut down.
UN agencies and Haitian authorities are trying to create a sort of humanitarian corridor to get fuel to hospitals. But unless there's a breakthrough, the consequences may be dire.
If the situation continues, the day will come. This weekend coming up, with hundreds of complications and deaths.
In a country full of suffering, with a government that has virtually ceased to function, the prospects for these patients and many other Haitians is bleak. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Port-au-Prince.